Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, we got a busy day on the show. We're gonna talk what's going on in the world of sports. What's going on with the Mets, the Yankees, basketball season as. The conference final is about to start, in a few days. We'll get into that. And, of course, talk a little sports entertainment in the end and give our personal review on the Captain America movie and also compare and contrast it to the Batman versus Superman movie that came out earlier this year. So we'll talk about those stuff and more. Of course, most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any of these topics and more. And we want to thank you in advance for listening to the show. I'm William Ramo, and of course, he's Macaulay Matthew. You know what? Let's start with the movie. Instead of jumping right into sports as usual. Last week, me and Mac we saw the Captain America movie. Of course, it was the third installment of the Captain America film franchise. And I have to say, man, this might arguably be the best superhero movie ever. I mean, mm-hmm. the movie was awesome, man. I mean, you had the perfect build up with the Captain America series. You had in the first movie his origin story, which was, you know, faithful to the mythology, you know, him being a World War II hero, battling the Red Skull. Fast forward to Captain America 2, which was set in a modern age, you know, modern era, while he tried to adapt to modern day life. You know, of course, battled Hydra, the modern day Hydra. Not to give too much of the movie, where, you know, of course, he meets, you know, Falcon, which is a, you know, lifelong, hero of his in the comic books. And of course, he sees a familiar friend slash foe in the second movie. I won't spoil that for you, even though I know the movie's been out for years. So just in case nobody's seen it, I won't spoil that part. And then you go to Captain America 3, which was a combination of the first two movies, not to mention the Iron Man films, the three Iron Man films, you know, of course, the two Avenger movies, which were, you know, which led to this movie. And it was awesome, you know. The way how they integrated Captain America, not even Captain America, obviously that's his film. The way how they incorporated characters, Spider-Man having his origin story. I mean, the way how they did it was so perfect. You were at the edge of your seat watching them. And, me and you are huge Spider-Man fans as well. So for us to forget, speaking of myself, I forgot Spider-Man was even in the film. That's how drawn I was to the movie, the storylines, the fight scenes, the comedic moments. I mean, they hit a home run on every aspect, on the drama, the action, the comedy, which is very hard to do in entertainment. I mean, it's hard to make somebody laugh, you know, at the right moment, because it's all about timing and not only what you say, but how you say it. So, I mean, you got to give them all the credit in the world. They were downright flawless. And then they cut to the, you know, to the Queens. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? And then I'm like, oh, shoot, yeah, Spider-Man in the movie. I forgot about that. So, I mean, you know, his interaction with Iron Man, and I won't spoil a little bit more. I mean, it's really hilarious. I mean, it reminded me of Batman Beyond, the old Kids WB cartoon, where Batman of the future, Bruce Wayne, would train Terry McGinnis, which would be his your successor to the, you know, Batman mantle. And it reminded me of that. And I mean, it was flawless. I mean, all the fight scenes were awesome. The Civil War showdown was like the funniest action scene I've ever seen in a comic hero movie. Basically, I mean, there were times it was serious. There was times it was like comedic. The other final battle, I mean, the way how they put it together, it was flawless as well. I mean, the whole storyline was perfect. And here's how it contrasts with Batman versus Superman. Batman and Superman, to me, I know a lot of people was criticizing the movie. I thought it was a good movie. I thought Batman versus Superman was, I'd give it an 8 out of 5. The problem with Batman versus Superman is that they're trying to match what Marvel has done, which is unprecedented, making all these great film franchises connect into one seamless tapestry of characters and films that all the original actors from every movie, basically reprise their roles. I mean, that happened also with the Man of Steel character, Man of Steel actors and characters from the previous Man of Steel movies. They did have that part right. But this is a whole new world for DC. They have a whole new Batman as Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, and so forth and so forth. I mean, they did a great job casting, but, you know, the problem with the movie that really killed the movie is that they rushed the film. It would have been better if they would have broke the movie in pieces, explained a little bit more instead of jumping into stuff. But overall, it was a good movie. Like I said, I gave Batman versus Superman 8 out of 5. But Captain America, man, that's a 10 right there. It was flawless. You can't even find any fault in that movie. If you were Zack Snyder, the director of the Batman versus Superman movie, even you would have to stand up and give a standing ovation to the way how Marvel pulled this off, man. This movie deserves a 10 out of 10. I could not find one flaw in this movie. So, to Captain America. And another thing, we didn't even mention Black Panther, how he got incorporated into the whole movie, and he's going to have his own flawless job. Him and Spider-Man were clearly the two standouts, as the new characters. Very, very similar to how Batman versus Superman portrayed Batman and Wonder Woman in the movie. So kudos to Marvel and DC. You can't look at Marvel, man. You can't look ahead or look above and see what Marvel's doing, man. You just gotta keep your head down and, you know, get back to the drawing board and hopefully, you know, hit a home run with Suicide Squad, standalone Batman movie, the standalone Wonder Woman movie, and Aquaman, so forth and so forth, man. They just need to develop the characters a little bit more, not rush it, and try to catch the Marvel. Marvel, they've had like a practically a decade of success with what they're doing. So DC, man, you just gotta be clutch. You gotta have that baseball analogy, man. You don't try to swing for the home run, you know, the walk off home run to try to beat the Marvel, man. You just gotta, you know, get some walks, get some base hits, and get a rally going, because right now Marvel is the home run champions of movies now. And this is coming from a huge Batman / DC fan. Obviously, I'm a huge Marvel fan as well, but, you know, I'm a DC guy. So congrats to Marvel and this newest movie, Captain America Civil War. And with that, what's your thoughts, Mac?
Yeah, man, I agree with everything that you said. This movie is the best superhero movie I've ever seen. You know, I thought when I first saw the first Avengers movie, and that was the greatest superhero movie I thought at the time was the best ever. But this tops it, man. It had everything. The action, the dialogue, the storyline, the characters, you know, the build up, you know, to the dispute between the two sides. It had everything. It was perfect. You know, nothing. I couldn't find anything negative in the movie to even criticize. I mean, the way that Marvel Studios and Disney continue to connect all these Marvel movies together, I mean, it's unprecedented. You've never seen anything like it. And, you know, introducing characters like Spider-Man and Black Panther, who's going to have their own movies here pretty shortly. Can't wait to see those, especially after seeing their performances in this movie. And now I can't wait to see, you know, the next two Avenger movies, you know, and how that plays out. You know, so that's, you know, the great thing about these Marvel movies is that they're leaving you wanting more. You know, we've become so accustomed to seeing these characters and each of these movies, the same actors playing the same characters. You know, we relate to them and we become familiar with them. So we know what they're going to bring to the next movie. And we expect to see them in the next movie as well. And that's what DC needs to do. DC needs to take a page out of Marvel's book, and they need to bring back the same actors, combine the storylines, you know, and make them relatable. Because right now they're far behind, you know. And that last Superman vs. Batman movie, a good movie, not great. Put too many things in there. You know, I think they could have did a Batman solo movie and another Superman movie before they did an actual Superman vs. Batman movie, but they try to do too much in that. So, you know, right now, Marvel's winning the battle, you know, and, you know, this is not a biased opinion because I'm a Marvel guy. It's just facts. Mm-hmm. Straight facts. You know, Marvel, they're on top. They're on top like a girl and a guy right now, you know?
Oh my God.
No, but honestly, it is. So, you know.
I mean, I can't argue with you, man. I mean, Marvel is on, you know, ahead of their game, man. They're just on a different world right now. And another thing is, Thor and an Incredible Hulk weren't even in this movie, which prevented this from officially being a Avengers movie. I mean, and this movie was awesome. I mean, it would have been interesting what they would have done if they were in this scenario, but. In the upcoming films, I'll explain their absence from from the Captain America 3 movie. So I mean, flawless job, by Marvel, man. I mean, you hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
And we assume that's what they're gonna do. The DC is gonna do with Batman and Superman, and make the stories connect, you know, because right now they have an $800 million bust on their hands. I mean, that's like, they should look at what they did as successful. I mean, obviously it could have been better. I mean, they racked up a lot of money, but obviously they're comparing themselves with Marvel, and, you know, obviously they came. You know, I mean, there's no doubt about that. Apparently, Ben Affleck isn't pleased about that, and you know, he's expected to direct and star in the Batman film. You know, the standalone Batman film. Whether it'll be a continuation of what happened in the Batman vs. Superman film, or maybe what I'm thinking they should do is probably have. They should have like an origin story. I wouldn't say like show, you know, him getting his parents getting killed again, because they already addressed that in Batman versus Superman with the, you know, with the montage in the beginning. So they don't need to get into that. But I think what they need to do is just fill in the gaps a little bit more. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. I mean, they showed why Batman was obsessed with, you know, taking out Superman. They did establish that part, but I don't know. I think they need to flesh out more of that story, because they implied that Batman's been fighting for 20 years. It would have been nice for them to explain what happened to Robin, Batgirl, Nightwing, and all that stuff, you know, instead of just jumping to him basically being in retirement, coming out of retirement or so, or, you know, to fight Superman. So it'd be interesting if they could do that. And the Wonder Woman movie, I mean, if there was any indication of how she's portrayed in the movie, arguably the most strongest superhero in the entire film,
mm-hmm.
I think they're in good hands. Wonder Woman, you know, I'm sure she's going to hit it out of the park. The movie implies it's going to take place, in World War I or World War II, I can't remember. Like when she first discovered mankind, and you know, she should be getting an origin story. So that, you know,
the female version of Captain America,
that will definitely be an awesome movie. And you know, of course, they're gonna have Aquaman's, origin story and all that. So yeah, I mean, you know, they got a lot of work to do, but you know, hopefully, they should just focus on themselves, continue to steal from the Marvel formula of connecting the storyline, connecting the movies and the storylines with the same characters reprising their role. And, you know, they should have a, you know, it they should be the you know, that formula will be profitable for them, you know,
yeah,
in the future. But shifting gears, let's talk a little Mets baseball. I mean, the Mets, they, you know, they were playing well recently until this past series with the Dodgers. You know, Kershaw, rightfully so, he shut them down, and ever since then, you know, I think they split the series with the Dodgers. They capped it off with being, you know, defeated by Kershaw to end that series on Thursday, and then after Friday and Saturday, the Rockies has, you know, beat up on the Mets. Matt Harvey didn't have a good game yesterday. He was shaky. They lost a final score 5-2. Harvey clearly hasn't been the same pitcher as he has been before the injury. Last year, you know, he had some flashes of brilliance. This year, not so much. He's been having a weird season. You know, 2 years removed from Tommy John surgery, and then on Saturday night, Logan Verrett, who has been great up until this recent start. I mean, and coming out of the bullpen, he's been perfect. I mean, he was 3-0, won two games out of back to back days out of the bullpen, and you know, he won one of his starts in earlier the year when he replaced DeGrom in the lineup. I mean, in the pitching rotation, and today he clearly didn't have it. Coors Field, you think the Mets would be hitting more home runs? I mean, sure, Walker is 10th today, or I should say Saturday night, but the Mets, they've been prior to that, these last two games, prior to Saturday, they've been homerless, and the Mets have been on a tear hitting home runs left and right, but now the Mets look like they're having Yankees. They look like they can't score any runs without going deep right now, and it's a huge scare for the Mets. I mean, right now, no Mets have been, you know, have had a powerful offense like the Mets have had this year, hitting home runs, hitting back six back-to-back home runs so far this year. I mean, the Mets, they've had pitching this entire season, but yeah, lately the offense has gone cold. Matt Harvey hasn't been the same pitcher, not to mention Bartolo Colon on Thursday against Kershaw. You know, he was outdoor. He had a bad outing. I think he gave up all 5 runs to go. You know, in his first start after his marvelous performance in his previous start, where he hit his first career home run last Saturday, which made him the oldest player in Major League history to hit his first Major League home run in history. He was 42 at the time. I think he's going to be 43 very soon. But, yeah, that made him the first guy in Major League history hit his first career home run. And Cooperstown wants a memento from that improbable feat. And luckily for him, the ball was caught by a Mets fan who wasn't trying to blackmail him to get something. You know, he rightfully gave it to him. And,
that's nice.
You know, Bartolo Colon took some photos with him and, you know, gave him some memorabilia. What's your thoughts on the whole thing?
Yeah, Bartolo Colon threatened that he'll bonsai drop him if he didn't give him that baseball. But that's Bartolo Colon. It's not, you know, it's nice to see, you know, guys in his 40s still pitching. hitting home runs, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, I think this guy could pitch until he's in his 50s, you know, at this point. Still has the arm strength. Why not?
Yeah. He definitely does. I mean, he's the ageless wonder. And then afterwards, I think a few days later, Syndergaard, he had a brilliant performance too, and he credited Colon's performance at the plate. Syndergaard not one, but two home runs that day, just a few days ago. And I think that was the last time he won a game. I think this was Wednesday night, either Tuesday or Wednesday night, if my memory serves me right. So, yeah, the you know, Syndergaard, he hit his second and third career home runs in the same game. Ever since then, the Mets, the offense, they fell flat, you know. So Mets, they got rebounding Coors Field. Coors Field is a perfect place for them to knock in some runs and go deep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, right now they need to bounce back. And Mets, like I said, Verrett lost the game, you know, on Saturday night in place of Stephen Matz, who's been pitching well, you know, barring his first start when he gave up 7 runs to the Marlins, but he was on, 5-0 prior to that. And now Verrett isn't, you know, pitched today, you know, on Saturday night, you know, in place of Matz. So hopefully Matz will be healthy, and we'll see what happens. Shifting gears with the Yankees. The Yankees, they won, final score 2-1. And what's your thoughts on the Yankees now?
Yeah, it was a good win today. I finally got to see Chapman, Miller, and Betances all come out of the bullpen and pitch in the same game. And now they've earned the nickname No Run BMC. You know, that's No Run B is for Betances, M for Miller, and C for Chapman. So that's what the bullpen is named right now. So, yeah, you saw that bullpen out, you know, people were waiting to see before the season started. And Yankees have been playing well lately. They took a series from the Royals this past week. And they lost yesterday to the White Sox, but won they won on Friday. Well, they lost on Friday, and they won last night against the White Sox. So now it's a rubber game later today. So hopefully they can win this one, and they'll win, I think, 6 out of their last 9 games. But they're still currently in last place right now, so they still have a lot of catching up to do with Baltimore and the Red Sox fighting for first place. So, you know, hopefully this gets the Yankees, you know, going in the right direction, because, you know, they haven't been doing well. Hitting has been inconsistent. Pitching has been inconsistent. You know, Severino set it to the DL, although, you know, he's been horrible this year. You know, pitching, we need to play better and be more consistent right now, because right now 15-20, we're 8 games back, last place. You know, we can't afford to lose any more games here.
You're absolutely right. You know, you know, the Yankees, they, like you said, they finally showcase that three-headed monster that, you know, Yankee fans have been dreaming about seeing ever since Chapman's, you know, got traded to the Yankees, you know, mm-hmm. after the, you know, the infamous domestic, you know, violence controversy that Chapman was involved with when he was a member of the Cincinnati Reds. So now they finally have the, you know, that three-headed monster, and it's going to be scary for offenses, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't get into the starting pitcher early, you're pretty much dead.
Game over.
And, game over. And Yankees, a good thing for Yankees. Yankees are starting to turn it around with with that bullpen. You know, they're going to be in a lot of games, and, you know, they're going to need when Seferino come back, they're going to need him and Pineda to, you know, bounce back, because those guys, they are not having the season you imagined those guys would have at the start of the season. So Yankees need those guys to bounce back, you know, along with the veterans, you know, to, you know, get them back in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
They have a long way to go. They're last place, but luckily for them, it's still May.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned domestic abuse. Your former boy, Jose Reyes, has been suspended by baseball for up to, for the rest of the month for, you know, supposedly choking and throwing his wife. You know, so he has some explaining to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's really, really tragic. I mean, this is really becoming an epidemic in sports a lot lately. I mean, it's really crazy. I mean, it's really, there's no excuse.
Hello, Will? Will? Hello?